Chapter 18, Your Systems Strategy. The world thus appears as a complicated tissue of events in which connections of different kinds alternate or overlap or combine and thereby determine the texture of the whole. Werner Heisenberg, Physics and Philosophy. Throughout this book, I have talked about systems without really defining what a system is. So let me do that here. A system is a set of things, actions, ideas, and information that interact with each other, and in so doing, alter other systems. In short, everything is a system. The universe, the world, San Francisco Bay, the office I'm sitting in, the computer I'm using, the cup of coffee I'm drinking, the relationship you and I are having. They're all systems. Some systems we can understand, and some we can't. Let's take a look at the ones we can. The systems in your business. Three kinds of systems. There are three kinds of systems in your business. Hard systems, soft systems, and information systems. Hard systems are inanimate, unliving things. My computer is a hard system, as are the colors in this office's reception area. Soft systems are either animate, living, or ideas. You are a soft system. So is the script for Hamlet. Information systems are those that provide us with information about the interaction between the other two. Inventory control, cash flow forecasting, and sales activity summary reports are all information systems. The innovation, quantification, orchestration, and integration of these three kinds of systems in your business is what your business development program is all about. What follows are examples of each and how they integrate to produce a desirable result. Hard systems. At eMyth Worldwide, we used to use whiteboards extensively in seminars, internal meetings, and conferences with clients and prospective clients. Since the vast majority of our work with clients is done by telephone, fax, and mail, rather than in our facilities as we did when the eMyth was first published in 1986, we have few such meetings today. As you've probably guessed by now, our facilities were operated, and of course still are, under rigid standards of color and cleanliness. Color standards at the time dictated that we use white boards rather than black ones, and blue markers rather than white chalk. Unfortunately, our color standards also dictated that our walls be white. It wasn't long before a conflict developed between our standards of cleanliness and our standards of color. At the end of a seminar, a meeting, or a conference, the person accountable for that particular event was to leave the room in the order in which he found it. This included cleaning the board work, which was not our employees' favorite job. Not that they wouldn't do it, they would. But in their haste to get it done so they could get on with the work they preferred to do, the eraser would often fly uncontrollably over the edge of the board. It wasn't long before our once gleaming white walls began to show ugly streaks and smudges of IBM blue ink. It drove us crazy. We mounted an all-out campaign. We held blue ink on the walls meetings. We wrote memos entitled, "To All Personnel, Subject, Blue Ink on Walls." We created new board cleaning policies. We created cleaning teams. We created wall tours. We created board spot checks. We installed signs above every board saying, "Be careful." But no matter what we did, no matter how hard we tried, no matter what we said to our normally meticulous people, blue ink got on the walls. Our only apparent recourse was to paint the walls white over and over again, or go back to blackboards and white chalk. Neither was acceptable, and that's how our prevent-a-smudge system was born. We had one standard that insisted on impeccably clean walls, and another standard that made the first one seemingly impossible to uphold. White boards, white walls, blue ink. In short, we had a conflict between what we wanted and what we had. The two necessary components of conflict, the essential conditions for innovation, the conditions that give birth to a system. But a third component was needed to translate the conflict we were experiencing into remedial action, will. We were determined to lick the problem and would not rest until we had. Will, applied to any conflict, creates energy. Conflict without will creates frustration, an engine turning but going nowhere. Conflict with will creates resolution, a movement beyond the dilemma. Voila, the E-Myth Worldwide Prevent a Smudge system. It was so obvious, so simple. We installed a clear Lucite collar around each board. Extending 4 inches out from each edge of the board, the Lucite collar literally stopped the blue ink carnage in its tracks. In one fell swoop, the walls were clean. Our people were delighted, our clients amazed. The constant painting, memo writing, sign creating, team invading, policy polluting activities that had pervaded our organization for more than 3 weeks were history, and all because of a 4-inch Lucite collar. A hard system for producing a human and totally integrated result. A system solution to a typically people-intensive problem, without anyone having to pay attention to it, leaving me free to write this book or anything else I care to do. After all, that's the purpose of a system, to free you to do the things you want to do. Soft systems. Things need to be sold, and it's usually people who have to sell them. Everyone in business has heard the old saw, 80% of our sales are produced by 20% of our people. Unfortunately, few seem to know what the 20% are doing that the 80% aren't. Well, let me tell you, the 20% are using a system, and the 80% aren't. A selling system is a soft system. And I've seen such systems produce 100% to 500% increases in sales in almost no time. What is a selling system? It's a fully orchestrated interaction between you and your customer that follows 6 primary steps. 1. Identification of the specific benchmarks or consumer decision points in your selling process. 2. The literal scripting of the words that will get you to each one successfully. Yes, written down like the script for a play. 3. The creation of the various materials to be used with each script. 4. The memorization of each benchmark's script. 5. The delivery of each script by your salespeople in identical fashion. 6. Leaving your people to communicate more effectively by articulating, watching, listening, hearing, acknowledging, understanding, and engaging each and every prospect as fully as he needs to be. At E-Myth Worldwide, we call it the PowerPoint Selling System. A career development company we worked with put it in the hands of people with no experience, and revenues increased 300% in 1 year. An advertising agency put it into the hands of people with no experience in either selling or advertising, and revenues increased 500% in 2 years. A health spa put it in the hands of people with no experience, and revenues increased 40% in 2 months. If you put it to work in your company, it will do the same for you, no matter what kind of business you're in. The PowerPoint selling system is composed of two parts, structure and substance. Structure is what you do. Substance is how you do it. The structure of the system is all of the predetermined elements of the process and includes exactly what you say, the materials you use when you say it, and what you wear. The substance of the system is what you, the salesperson, bring to the process and includes how you say it, how you use it when you say it, and how you are when you say it. Structure and substance merge in the selling process to produce a far more extraordinary result than any single salesperson can do if left to his own devices. Let's look more specifically at the most important component of the PowerPoint selling system, what you say, or what we call at eMyth Worldwide, the PowerPoint selling process. The PowerPoint selling process. The PowerPoint selling process is actually a series of scripts defining the entire interaction between the salesperson and the customer. These scripts, or benchmarks, are 1. The appointment presentation, 2. The needs analysis presentation, and 3. The solutions presentation.